Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for the vacationing Sam Shad. And today we'll be talking with REMSA Health folks about how they're helping access to healthcare. All coming up on an all-new Newsmakers.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season two of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, season two, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm very happy to be joined today by some folks from REMSA Health. Got to say that right. Adam Hines is the executive director of the Integrated Healthcare, and Dr. Jenny Wilson is the medical director of the Ground Crew, because you've got two crews, air and ground. So glad to have you guys on. I wanted to come have you guys talk to us because I got a presentation last year about how you're changing 911. And I'm going to start off by saying my parents are elderly. And about a month ago, my dad fell. And my mom calls me at 9 o'clock at night going, are you near? Can you come help? I said, no, my mom's 94, my dad's 91. I said, mom, call 911. You've got the help button. So REMSA Health showed up. My dad was okay. They picked him up, they patched him up, and they put him to bed. And then the next day a nurse called and checked in on him. I love that because there was no reason for him to go to the hospital. He was fine. He just fell, and old people fall and can't always get up. So first I want to say thank you to REMSA Health. You've taken care of my parents more times than I care to think about. That's why we have that silver insurance. But what is motivating you to change this 911 system to do something that's, I think, kind of radical, but it's also pretty awesome?
You know, that's a great question. And that is actually something in which in our community we do every single day, is people look to REMSA Health to help them, whether that's an individual that's having a heart attack, a severe medical emergency, or an individual that just needs help in their bed. You know, the model in which we're running on, which is a 30-year-old type model, essentially, when you call 911, we're going to come out lights and sirens, many times with a co-responder, and the idea is you call, we haul. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to really innovate or transform the mobile integrated health services that we provide to our community. And that is through different ways of providing care. That may be an EMT that responds in a single resource. That may be our medically trained dispatchers getting you set up with telehealth so that you're taken care of, that patient's taken care of in the comfort of their home. We have to change. Every day we're responding on more and more calls. And the idea that we're just going to add more ambulances is inefficient, and it's not really fiscally responsible.
REMSA Health responds to 80,000 calls a year, and we transport 50,000 of those patients. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important, and as medical director, I want to make sure this message comes across. for the people who think they are having a heart attack, for people who think they're having a stroke, for major trauma, if your father had fallen and could not get up and thought he broke his hip, or if he hit his head, we need to develop a tier system and continue to innovate on our tiered system in order to protect those people. Nothing mm-hmm. has changed with the critical illnesses and the critical injuries. I want those people to call 911. I want our response to be as fast as possible. I want them to be brought to the emergency room where I want there not to be a wait, and I want them to be able to get a bed and go up to the operating room or the cath lab or wherever. That's the reason that it is so important for us to try to manage the expectations of our community and say, hey, sometimes if there is some first aid level injury that you have, if you twisted your ankle, you might have broken it, but maybe you just sprained it, then you could probably go to an urgent care. Mm-hmm. If you know you need to go to the hospital, or you really believe you need to go to the hospital, it may be appropriate, and I'm not mandating this by any means, it may be appropriate to get a friend to take you, to get a neighbor mm-hmm. to take you. If we can decompress this system and match the complaint with the care, have an urgent care thing go to urgent care, have a primary care thing go to their primary care doctor, have some people stay home and be put in their bed and be mm-hmm. cared for appropriately the next day, that will decompress the system and preserve our truly precious clinical resources for the people who truly need them.
Well, I think COVID taught us the importance of our hospitals. I mean, they've always been important, but COVID just showed how they can get stretched. How they can, and if you have I was at the air races years ago when we had that horrible crash. When you have this sudden influx, I'm sure there was somebody having a heart attack or somebody fell during that air race debacle, and you guys were all out bringing people to every hospital in town, but somebody else needed different care. So this is a great way to really share the resources, spread the resources, and not overwhelm the resources.
That's exactly the message. We're pretty much done.
Okay, good. We can wrap it up.
But no, really, you put it so well, and I think it's so important to emphasize that we are not saying don't call 911. Right. We are saying if you don't think you need an ambulance, and if you may not need care in an emergency department, then please let's consider together these alternate resources. And that it helps to manage the expectations, because if they call 911, we have medically trained dispatchers who will guide that disposition. And it may be appropriate to send somebody to a nurse health line. And so when people call, we want them to know we are doing this for the good of the community. We are deciding that if you've had a rash and you've had it for a couple of weeks and you're not having any other signs of allergy, maybe you could have a telemedicine appointment and we can help set you up with that. Mm-hmm. So if we can manage expectations, we can help our community to help us to help our community.
No, it makes such great sense. So how long, you said this has been around for about 30 years, but it's fairly new to the Reno area, it seems like.
Well, for 30 years, we have responded the same way. We've kind of taught the public, if you need help, call 911. And there's a spectrum there, right? If you're having chest pain, as Dr. Wilson said, you could be having a heart attack, and we need paramedics to respond to that. But on the other spectrum, you know, about 50% of the calls we run every day here in our community receive either really minimal care or first aid level type care. Mm-hmm. And that may be somebody with a sore throat, somebody in which, like Dr. Wilson said, sprained their ankle. And that really is what we're trying to innovate. About 10 years ago, REMSA Health got a grant to really change the way that we provide care. And that's through our nurse health line. That may be through transporting to an urgent care, or even now telehealth, bringing a doctor to the comfort of your home. That's really where we want to focus. And we need the public's help at really changing the expectation. Because the expectation is, I'm calling 911, you're coming lights and sirens, there's going to be six or seven people in my house, and you're going to take me to the emergency room. And that has to change. Okay. It has to change for the people that need those emergency services.
Is there a different number to call?
Well, if there was any silver lining to this pandemic, one of the things that it did, by a decree of the governor through an emergency declaration, just to the number of patients we were seeing, it really allowed us to focus on different care paths and navigation opportunities. And so there are nurse health lines in which people can call that receive information to kind of tell them, guide them. We don't expect our community members to be physicians and paramedics and really know if they're experiencing an emergency.
Right.
But we do obviously have to have that available to them. And that's where I think it's important. At REMSA Health, our regional communication center has medically trained people. If you believe you're having an emergency, never hesitate, call us. But be open to the fact that you may not necessarily get what you are expecting, which is an emergency ambulance. It may be a transfer to our nurse. It may be telehealth. It may be a scheduled transport. It may even be a taxi to a clinic. Mm-hmm. But we have to be open to the idea that the way in which we are navigating patients through the 911 system is changing.
I can definitely see taking a cab versus an ambulance when you're having a heart attack versus, oh, I think I sprained my ankle. I mean, and I love how you're just kind of setting up the expectation there that you don't necessarily need to go to the hospital. But is it taking time? Is this a tough crowd to get to change?
Not necessarily. Okay. I mean, it depends. Some people are definitely hard to get to change and understand, but the problem is that even if they don't understand it, that is what has to happen. Mm-hmm. That is what has to happen, like I said, in order to be able to preserve the capacity of the healthcare system. And I'm the medical director of the ground crew at REMSA Health. I'm also the medical director of the emergency department at St. Mary's Regional Medical Center. Mm. So okay. I can say every single aspect of the healthcare system is strained. And we have to work together. So we are asking for people's help, but if people would like to roil against the idea that they're not getting an ambulance, I'm sorry. We tried to tell you. And it is for your own good. It is for your mother's good. It is for your kids' good, because people will be directed to where the care is most appropriate for them. And that means you, if you get in a car accident, God forbid, and mm-hmm. it's something serious, you're going to get right in because the resources are going to be available to you.
That makes sense. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're talking with REMSA Health. We're talking with Jenny Wilson, Dr. Jenny Wilson, who's the medical director for the ground crew, and Adam Hines, who's the executive director for the integrated healthcare. So one thing I don't know if not everybody might know, you're a private nonprofit organization. You are not taxpayer funded. You're not part of the fire department. You're not part of the police department. So you're pay to play. I mean, if you guys, if somebody, you transport somebody, that's how you get paid. So, but in the same sense, like with my folks, you came and picked up my dad and put him to bed and called the next day. Do you bill for those services as well?
So we don't. You know, I think that's important for our community to know. Many times there is a belief that we are receive tax subsidization. And locally, we do not receive any subsidization. It really is just fee for service. And that really is the reason why it's so important as stewards of that limited number of healthcare dollars for us to really change and innovate the way we provide care. You know, there's a national shortage of paramedics. There's a national shortage of EMTs. And so, you know, sending an ambulance, lights and sirens to every person that has a complaint is expensive. It doesn't necessarily change any type of clinical outcome, and is something in which we are very interested and committed to changing the way in which 911 calls are handled in our community.
It seems like this is inevitable. This really should have been happening. It makes such great sense.
It's not really, if I may just jump in here, it does have to happen from sort of a revenue standpoint. I mean, there are limited numbers of dollars, and we have to put our resources where our resources are needed, but it really does make medical sense. And we would figure it out. If it didn't make financial sense, but it made medical sense, we go with the medical. It makes medical sense. We would never recommend that somebody go to urgent care just because we don't feel like responding to
right.
them. We recommend that someone go to urgent care because they'll have to wait less time there, they will pay less money, or their insurance will pay less money. You know, some insurance companies are now mandating dispositions for their patients, depending on their complaint, which is hugely problematic in itself. We're not trying to make people become their own physicians, we're not trying to make them have their own diagnosis, make their own
right.
diagnoses. Our medical dispatchers can help them with that. But I want to emphasize it's not just the financial pressures. In fact, it is leadingly the medical pressures and medical appropriateness of tiered response to
yeah.
disposition.
Well, you're the front line of healthcare right now. You really are.
Absolutely.
You know, you're the ones that are there interacting with that patient and helping them decide what's the best path forward. No doubt COVID taught us, well, it showed the strains that it puts on our system. And how did you guys respond during COVID? Did you get people calling you, making you take them to the hospital? And where do you see us going with COVID right now in our community?
That's a loaded answer for sure.
I know Dr. Wilson wants to get into it. I'll just share with you
okay.
that, at least for our community standpoint,
you know,
initially there was a lot of unknowns mm-hmm. and people were extremely scared. They're fearful. And so we actually saw a decrease in the number of people that were calling for emergency services because they just shut in and they're fearful that they were going to get COVID in the healthcare system, which we found that's not the case. We're obviously taking precautions to make sure everybody's safe. But that person that's having a heart attack, that person that had a gallbladder, those things are currently occurring regardless if we're having a pandemic or not. They were sicker. And so we're dealing with some of those fallouts after that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we had to be nimble. And that's where I think EMS was looked to ensure that our community was taken care of. Very quickly, the health department partnered with us to stand up just an information line. Where do I get tested? What information do I need? Do I need to see a doctor? And paired with our regional emergency communication center so that we could get people where they needed to go quickly. We shifted to a tiered response. We had many people that were calling with lower acuity complaints, sore throat, runny nose, and they were understandably concerned that they may have COVID, and they didn't want to give it to their neighbor or to their family members, and so they were calling for us to do that. But we had to manage them differently, and I know that Dr. Wilson has a perspective as a physician in our community as to how that's going now.
Yeah, we developed additional protocols, the ILI protocols, influenza-like illness protocols. And keep in mind, every story we tell has so much hypertext to it. For example, now when you're responding to somebody who has congestion, you have to put personal protective equipment on.
Oh boy.
Full-on personal protective equipment. Now that people are vaccinated, the majority of REMSA health providers are vaccinated, we are still wearing masks, but it doesn't have to be a full-on PAPR suit. So The COVID-19 pandemic definitely exemplified the need for expanded and reimagined solutions to everything. I would say now that we are however many long months into it, the surge capacity and then the surge capacity and then the surge capacity, we have across
yeah.
all the hospitals in Northern Nevada, and I'd venture to say nationwide, we have surged as much as we can surge. And we are still, there was a headline this morning, the first thing I read when I woke up, 300% more new Labor Day infections than last year, Labor Day.
Oh boy.
So okay. To me, from my perspective, and I'll say this as gently as I can, witnessing the havoc that this virus is capable of wreaking on people's lives, and I'm not just talking about the people who die and the people who suffer, who they left behind. I'm talking about the people who don't die. Their lives have been completely turned around. They can't breathe, and maybe some of them still can't breathe. They can't walk to the bathroom. They can't walk their dog. They can't play with their grandchildren. They have kidney failure. Witnessing the havoc that this virus is capable of wreaking on human beings, I cannot believe, and I really do mean it when I say this, I cannot believe that there's anybody who wouldn't take the opportunity to get a safe, available, free, and effective vaccination. And as a member of the healthcare community, saying that it saddens me doesn't do it justice. I want to stand up on a stage in front of the world and say, please do this, if not for yourself, if you think that you're so healthy that you're never going to get sick, fine. I want you to stop making yourself a host for this virus to live in.
Okay.
I want you not to get it. I want you not to spread it. There is a vaccine available. Please get the shot.
All right, we'll be back with more right after this.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter. Powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers with REMSA Health, both Adam Hines and Dr. Jenny Wilson. And in case you didn't understand what Dr. Wilson just said, get vaccinated. 99% of the folks in ICU beds are unvaccinated.
Correct.
That's got to tell you something. So we thank you for that. We thank you guys for your service on that. So we're going to wrap up, though, with the innovation you guys are providing and some of the things that are that you're doing. The legislature passed some funding for a 988 hotline, which is a mental health hotline. Are you guys involved in that?
Yeah, actually, today I'm going to be sitting on a technical advisory board. We know that, you know, one of the things in our community is the care of those that are experiencing behavioral health emergencies has to change as well. Mm-hmm. And that is not sitting in an emergency department, rather navigating them through a crisis call line. And 988 is going to be a national hotline in which is going to be available across the United States in July of 2022, and really is going to serve as an opportunity for us, our medically trained people, to navigate patients over to people that are specifically trained and have access to community resources in which are going to help individuals that are experiencing mental health crisis. I mean, that's the way in which we have to move forward. The idea of sending law enforcement and paramedics out to those individuals, we've seen that may not necessarily be the best way to deal with it. And I'm very proud of the work that this community, I know that the leadership of the community, Mayor Sheevy and many others, work very hard to ensure that there's funding, there's support, and there is consensus among all of the response agencies on how we're going to move forward and how 988 plays into our future response of those in our community experiencing mental health crisis.
Interesting. So the innovation you guys are pushing is pretty much, I mean, who else is doing this in a community? Are you guys kind of leading the nation at this point?
You know, we've been doing it since for over 10 years. Okay. And there are many organizations, many communities that we actually work with to try and build what we have, okay. including the ability not only to speak nationally, but also to outsource some of our, you know, our nurse health line is used in communities in California so that they have access to it because, you know, this infrastructure, it's new, but it's evidence-based. It's based on what is safe. As Dr. Wilson said, you know, the care in which is provided, the medical care that's provided is obviously our driving factor. The downstream things in which we obviously are also shooting for is obviously it's accessible, it's efficacious, and then it's financially responsible of the money we receive.
Well, I thank you guys for being really on the front line of healthcare and keeping our community safer and healthier, and get vaccinated.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back right after this.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
ProGroup Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, ProGroup takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. ProGroup Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching and listening. You can catch us anytime on our new YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you. Hey, Mom.